tomorrow I'll be sending out invitations to everybody asking if we can hold the social fabric meeting we've been talking about on the 27th of this month. At the last assembly meeting, the assembly took action on the resolution regarding the reuse development plan of the Wilcox property, with the caveat that if we found out we were held to that specific reuse forever, that we would not apply. We got confirmation, Amber did, from ADEC, that we will not be held to that. That's just to, it's just as we in anticipated, in that they have to have some sort of working knowledge as to what we want to do now to assist with the technical support of the brownfield stuff. So that's good. It is with a heavy heart that I announce that I have received a resignation from Greg Meisner, our harbor master. He has decided he wants to move on to the next phase of his life. Damn it. And so we will be posting his position in the very near future. And there'll be more to come on that, but I'm sad to report that we'll be losing him at the end of June. Interestingly enough, as we are discussing smart meters for our community with regard to the electric metering, the legislature has introduced Senate Bill 143, allowing people to opt out or to have their smart meters removed, huge reporting requirements, et cetera, et cetera. I do want to thank Trey Atkinson, actually, for bringing this not only to, I heard about it in a couple of different manners, but Trey brought it to my attention, and he actually brought it to our lobbyists' attention as well, and was instrumental in getting language inserted into it that exempted municipalities. So we are exempt from the requirements. So our lobbyist is teed up and knows that we need to make sure that there is unlikelihood that it's going to get any traction, but if it does, we need to make sure that that exemption for us stays in there. So that's good. Anyway,
yes, Julie.
Do you have a spot in the bill?
No, I'm sorry. Somebody in the valley, I think.
For what reason are they up?
There are concerns about the health and safety of the
RF
beams.
Technology.
You know, I don't know what all that technology is. Coming from that, and there's also concern that people, they feel like their consumption information is just out there floating around for everybody to get, and so they physically want their meter read. The bill also does put provisions in there that if someone opts out and requests a, you know, an analog meter or whatever it is, that the extra cost associated with having to send a meter reader out, they get billed for that. So anyway, that. Always something complicating things, as you can imagine. The mayor and I participated in a ferry call on the status of the Alaska Marine Highway on Friday with a group of statewide folks facilitated by the Alaska Municipal League. I don't know what to say. It's just grim. We are, I think there are some in the state, frankly, who are at the point where they want to try to determine, get a legal opinion on what the state's statutory requirement or federal requirement is based on us being a highway and a part of the national highway system or a federal highway. What obligation is there to maintain that? And there have even been comments suggested about class action lawsuits. So patience is wearing very thin, and I don't know that that's the answer, but there are things circulating on the internet about empty grocery store shelves, and you know, the list of problems associated with no ferry service goes on and on. I'm thankful for our jet service, that's for darn sure, and our BART service. But anyway, Clint mentioned the Zarembo meeting last Thursday, and I thank Assemblymember Powell for participating in that. Amber specifically is engaged regularly with our state lobbyist and Senator Stedman's office about the continuing ICAP discussion, the amount of money that's being skimmed off for the state or by the state for the Shoemaker Bay project. And actually, at our lobbyist's suggestion, we have not brought a grant agreement to you that allows for us to add the improvements of the launch dock to the project, because we want firm confirmation on IGAP stuff before we do that. So we intended to have that on the agenda for you through three meetings ago and just haven't yet because of that. So, also very exciting information. I received a call last week from a friend of mine who's actually a consultant with HDR, who asked me, Lisa, do you know what a 301H waiver is? And I said, of course I have no idea what a 301H waiver is. And he said, that is what your wastewater treatment plant has, and you are one of nine in the state of Alaska that has a waiver through EPA that allows you to have more relaxed guidelines with regard to your effluent, which is also why Wrangell and eight other places in Alaska continue to have a permit, an NPDES permit with the EPA rather than an APDES permit through the state of Alaska, even though the state took over primacy many years ago. The word on the street is that the EPA has decided that even though these waivers, that which were granted back in the 70s, have just been continually renewed, EPA is going to require all of us that have the 301H waivers to reapply and go through a process to prove that we deserve to have one, which can be a significant amount of work. The good news is that one of the other folks at HDR that really understands this and is one of the foremost permittees in this area has already been in contact with our staff and is working on this. But I just want to bring it to your attention, because if for some reason we do not get the waiver re-granted to us, it could mean considerable changes to our sewer treatment plant, and not only in terms of infrastructure but also operating expense. So we're going to be keeping a mindful eye on that. I have alerted our federal lobbyist, who's run stuff up the chain and actually had the staff in Senator Sullivan's office sort of do some investigating, and it seems like there was an incident in California that has sparked renewed interest in the 301H waivers, which is why this is happening. So we'll keep you apprised of that. We received information today from Sherry Klein. Both Senator Sullivan and Senator Murkowski issued letters today against the critical habitat, the humpback whale critical habitat designation in Southeast. So that's great. I attended a Friends of the Museum meeting this afternoon. I appreciate that that invitation. It was great to see the support for the museum and the work that those folks are willing to put in and assist with. And I mentioned earlier that I'll have a meeting with the attorney regarding planning for collective bargaining. That'll be on Friday. And I have one more piece of news, legislative action on the ADF and G office, but I'm going to let the mayor, who's been working very hard on that, give that in his report.
So I got a call from Representative Ortiz 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and he first told me that it looks like we may have a chance of getting a social worker back in Wrangell. There's two social worker positions in the state that are not designated yet, so he is working very hard to try to get them designated in Wrangell. And I think they're thinking, the state's thinking that it's very tough to fill these positions, so they could designate one here and it won't get filled anyway. But I have a plan. And I spoke to Letha at the hospital about us working together with the hospital to collaborate to attract, and my years working at the Crossings program, I have quite a good network in that field, and I think we could put together kind of a package and interesting, and maybe even try to convince the state that we need to have our social worker a little more entrenched and ingrained in the school, the hospital, the clinic, that there it's a full service deal, and try to maybe pilot something interesting. So that's really great news. But even better news is the closing of our AF and G office did not make it out of the committee. They rejected it, and so now we're moving on to stage two. And so now the governor has to commit directly to doing it, which is not really what he would like to have to do. So hopefully, keep our fingers crossed, we've crossed the first hurdle and got it shut down in committee, and we'll move forward. So I'm very excited about both of those.
Mr. Mayor, there is there are a couple of reports under the manager's report in the packet there. One of them was on the disposition of grant acquired assets, and I don't know if the assembly had any questions about that.
I actually did, and I don't know whether it's Joyce or you, but if If the asset was originally, so I'm thinking specifically right now about the police truck that was done under the Homeland Security grant. The police department's not a standalone entity. The police department is the city of Wrangell. The city of Wrangell retasks one of the assets. I don't see, it's not leaving the purview of the city. I don't understand.
For that asset, so long as it is still available to serve the original purpose under which it was originally acquired, or it can be retasked to do other things.
Okay. Joyce, come on up.
Joyce Mason, Finance Director. I actually talked to Homeland Security about that particular asset, and Lisa is correct. As long as it stays with the borough and it can be used for the specific that they had, then it can be used for other things too.
At what point, how do they determine lifespan of an asset? So when can we dispose of that asset?
Homeland Security did not give me a timeline. Normally like a truck or like that is 7 to 10 years. But they were very specific on the details of when we want to dispose of it, that we have to call them, they have to give the okay, we have to go through all their paperwork.
Okay, thanks very much. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Are we referring to the small truck that the chief is driving around right now?
No, so we were able to retask the police truck that our former police chief was using. We retasked that over to Public Works because they needed another rig. And so we were able, that really didn't serve the police department very well, you can't. They frown on you strapping criminals to your roof, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we made a commitment to do something different with the police department, retask that truck over to Public Works, which I think is working out well, I see it.
I believe it's working out okay. And just to clarify, the rig that the chief is driving is the one that we picked up for about $3,000 from Customs and Border. So with that, Mr. Mayor, unless anybody has any questions, my report is complete.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Borough Clerk.
Clerk Lane provided her report. Just one note about the winter conference coming up next week. And then also wanted to let you know that the bid process was completed last Friday for the surplus items. We had 19 items that were taken through bids. We have many more. So if anybody here or in the public listening is interested in those items, the over-the-counter sale list is published.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the borough clerk? Mayor and assembly business. Julie.
Well, I have a couple of things. So I went to Southeast Conference last week. However, the same weather that delayed the governor's trip here also put me in Ketchikan for more than half of the conference, so I don't have tons to report. I do have these to pass around. Actually, I'm going to pass that around. And then I only have two of these. It was for Island Ferry. Maybe the mayor and manager can have them.
I do have a copy of that from our public works director. Someone else would like it.
So those are some good takeaways. As you can imagine, the ferry was the hot topic on everybody's mind in that room. Southeast Conference was the organization that was formed to create the Alaska Marine Highway System, so it's very near and dear to their heart. Because the governor's trip to Wrangell was delayed, my understanding is the commissioner of the Department of Transportation was supposed to also come with him, and so he was in Juneau, so he did come and talk there for that, and it was awkward. So I, you know, I'm trying to be sort of PC in public, but you know, the first 10 minutes of the speech was about an avalanche on a road system in South Central Alaska. You know,
last year was about ice roads.
So I don't know what the answer is, but you know, as everyone here knows from Facebook comments, from comments on the street, I mean, everybody in coastal Alaska is really fired up on various issues. So, the Southeast Conference had been working under the Walker administration on
developing a plan and moving forward, and they still are trying to push that forward, make progress on it. But the governor's, I think Northern Economics was hired to put together sort of a separate analysis. And so now there's kind of like two approaches, I guess, on the street. But I don't know what the answer is, but like I said, it was a hot topic. But the other thing, I'll leave this with the clerk, but there's a couple of news stories in Seafood News that I think are pretty relevant considering Trident Seafood's, you know, decision to not run the Wrangell plant this coming summer. But the title of this one is "The Shakeout Has Begun. Alaska Salmon Processors Struggle to Survive. Consolidation is Rapidly Changing. Alaska's Century of Salmon Processing Sector. Who Wins and Who Loses?" Another article about Silver Bay acquiring International Seafoods of Alaska instead of choosing to build on the property that they purchased earlier. And then Peter Pan Seafoods is being sold. And there's rumors about North Pacific Seafoods and Ocean Beauty as well. So, yeah, a lot's going on. And the main message is that it's not looking good for salmon across the state for a number of years. So it's something also to keep in mind for.
Well, thank you for that, Julie. Patty, something happy.
Yes, this is good news.
Good.
Unlike Assembly Member Decker, I attended the Search Advisory Committee meeting tonight, and as you heard, the opening date for our new hospital is spring of 2021. They are putting the pharmacy in the committee room in the clinic, so the clinic will be refigured while construction is ongoing, and the entrance will be blocked because that's going to be reconfigured, and the clients' patients will approach the clinic from the rear end and enter in that way. So they'll have a new waiting room, and it'll all be explained to the public when that time comes. So we are having an onboard pharmacy in connection with the hospital. And contrary to rumors around town, there are no changes in the either the structure or the operation of the hospital. There's been some rumors that some services have been eliminated, and that's not true. So everything that was promised is still on board, and construction is proceeding at a good pace.
Anyone else? I just wanted to mention Lisa and I were working very closely with the senator's office, or senator, the governor's office, to try and arrange the visit. And I'm very pleased at the effort he made to try and come and visit us. And I may not always agree with everything that he does or says, but I really want the community to put its best foot forward and welcome him and have a chance to speak with him when he does come, and hopefully he'll be open to listening to suggestions from our community on how we can improve things. But they tried. They really did try, and it just wasn't in the cards. So hopefully we'll find out if he's coming again soon.
I did, to add to that, Mr. Mayor, I did hear from someone today that they said on the day he was supposed to be in Wrangell, his plane was noted in the air going north. And I did say that we actually did know that the governor had planned to be in Palmer the evening following the presentation here in Wrangell. So that was a pre-planned trip north. So I just want anybody that had heard
That didn't happen until after he had officially canceled with us, and they flew him back up to Palmer.
And he canceled at 2:30, 3 o'clock, right, so he tried all that time.
Kept setting things back and setting things back, and then eventually, you know, I kind of pointed out that we're getting to the point where it's such a rush visit, too, and weather wasn't looking good. It's just not worth the risk. Anybody else, any other comments? Okay. So, we'll move on to item 10, Mayor and Assembly appointments. We have two appointments to make. One is for, well, both are for the Investment Committee, and we have one we need to do as the Assembly member. And it's been pointed out that Assemblymember DeLong looks very excited about being on the Investment Committee. So I would like to recommend Assemblymember DeLong for the Investment Committee. If she's if she's the post, she can speak up.
She's actually listening.
Oh,
she
no.
She texted me a minute ago.
That will teach her for not coming. if it's appropriate and the Assembly agrees, I'd like to appoint Assemblymember DeLong as our representative. Okay, so we'll let Assemblymember DeLong know if she doesn't already. And then we had two members from the community write letters of interest, Dr. Lancaster and Jim DeBoard. And I'm going to put Jim on there. He was on our former representative on the committee when he was on the Assembly, so he's already had a history there. So I'm going to put Jim back on the committee. And I want to thank Dr. Lancaster for showing interest in that. We really appreciate it. Okay. Coming back to item number 11, public hearing. Ordinance number 974 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the Wrangell Municipal Code, creating chapter 3.15 Investment Committee. This is the second reading. Is there any administrative reports? Is there anyone that would do that? Hearing none, I will declare this public hearing closed, and we will move forward with that.
Move to approve ordinance number 974.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prezant?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. A, resolution number 02-20-1511 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing rock usage and an easement agreement with Royce and Sherry Cowan to construct a driveway access across a portion of borough property, Tract A, ASLS 94-135 in Section 27, Township 62, Range 84, West Copper River Meridian to the remote property in Wrangell Island East Subdivision.
Move to approve resolution number 02-20-1511.
Second.
Been moved and Assemblymember Powell seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah.
If I could just recap a bit. So this came before the Assembly quite some time ago, and the Assembly rightly requested that we come back to you with an easement agreement that you could review and look at, and with a resolution to formalize this. There are a couple of aspects about this that I want you to be aware, and the easement agreement actually includes items that were requested by the Planning and Zoning Commission, so those have been worked into the easement agreement. But there are two things that are, I hate to say this, a little bit squishy. One is, at this time, we are asking you to approve usage of the rock out of the pit, but we will be coming back to you with a cost to do that, because we have not had an opportunity to negotiate. It was just right before the agenda statement that we were able to get an appropriate pricing schedule from the Department of Natural Resources, and so we did not have time to sit down and have a substantive conversation with the Callens about that. And the other thing that is in here that's a little squishy is that the we know there will be other people who will want to use this easement, and what the easement agreement states is that a mutually agreed upon arrangement will be discussed and approved between the Cowans and the borough when additional people want to use the right of way and the road, and then the borough will have a separate agreement with them as well. And the reason for that is there will need to be a determination determination of what the joint maintenance requirements are going to be, because the Cowans will have installed this entire driveway, and of course once this road goes in, well then everybody else is going to want free access to their property because they didn't have to do it, and is that fair? So this is going to be a little bit of a complicated effort moving forward into the future, and I just need the assembly to understand that we will, anytime somebody new comes and says we want access, we will have to do an agreement that make some provision for them to share in the maintenance of that road moving forward, and maybe even there's a buy-in cost because the Cowans will have put forth all of this money and effort ahead of time to do it, and so that will have to be negotiated at the time that others want access, and then their new access off of this road onto their property will need to be negotiated with us as well, and probably those access agreements will have to come back to the assembly as well. So this isn't an all-in, you approve this and it's done. There will be ongoing work associated with this, with new users of the area, and we will be coming back to you in the future with a cost for the rock, if you approve the usage of the rock out of the pit.
And then the liability of the road lies with the...
Right, insurance requirements, yes.
Insurance requirements.
Yep.
It is squishy. It always makes me nervous not to have it developed. But at the same token, you've got to take that first step. Otherwise, you just get beat up. So I appreciate that we want to get folks moving forward, and it would open up potentially some more lots for homes. Patty.
That's what I'm interested in. But what provision will be made if they deviate from the proposed path? For instance, if they have to move around an obstacle or...
So once this is, it states in here that they have to, the route, the survey, all of that stuff, has the staking has to be approved by the borough. And actually in meeting with Mr. Cowan today, he asked, even though we don't have the cost of the rock identified yet, he said, if this gets approved tonight, can we move forward on the survey work so that we can get that out, because they need to get it surveyed and staked so that we can review it and we know where that access is going to be. So there is a provision in here that says they have to have it surveyed and staked and as built when it's done.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And is there any procedure though if they have to deviate from that survey, or are they...
We haven't said you must place it here. So they're
determining the best route. I know they've walked it.
Right, and there's an anticipated route, but I assume there will be some hedging and fudging here and there based on what is discovered in the field, and they are required to get our permission as they move forward.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison? Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Pozanka?
Yes. Item 13, new business. A, ordinance number 975 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing section 14.11.005 fee schedule in its entirety and establishing a new process for fees in chapter 14.11 harbor and port facilities of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 975 and move to second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 25th, 2020.
Second. Moved and seconded. Lisa?
This is the same thing we've been doing with all of our fees, taking them out of a schedule in the code and allowing them to be set by resolution, but I just want to clarify that these fee resolutions will have public hearings prior to them being passed, so there'll be an opportunity for public hearing and action so that the public will have an opportunity to speak to this issue. And specifically with port and harbor fees, there will be public hearing at the Ports and Harbor Commission level, and then there will be public hearing and action at the Assembly level.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Assemblymember Morrison? Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Mayor?
Item 13B, approval of a contract award to Heller High Water LLC in the amount of $66,301.07 for the City Dock Summer Float Procurement Project.
Move to approve contract award to Heller High Water LLC in
for the city dock summer float procurement project.
We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Assemblymember Powell. That's a tongue twister. Discussion. Lisa?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory. This has been on the city's capital project list. The funds for this are coming out of the commercial passenger vessel fund money. So this is not general fund money that's being used toward this, or port or harbor project money that's being used toward this. The bids or the procurement request went out, and we are going with the lowest bidder.
So I'm always nervous when the lowest bidder, I say this every time, is a fair bit off of the next bidder. Greg, would you mind coming up?
Greg Meisner, 212 Second Avenue.
Greg, do we know Heller High Water LLC?
Yes, Tim Heller here in Wrangell.
Okay, and so they're local?
Correct.
Okay, and is there... Why do we, if we had a bid go out, why it's almost $10,000 less than the next bid? Is that due to the fact that they're local?
He's going to, I believe Tim's plan is to construct it here. The other times, every summer float down there was built in this manner. The harbor put out a bid request for the steel portion of the float, which gets assembled in Seattle. So you have a 10-foot wide, 130-foot long chunk of 2.5 foot tall structure getting shipped up here in the barge for about $9,000.
Okay.
So he's going to bring it up here in shorter pieces, do all the labor here himself, cutting costs, and that's a big part of what he's doing.
Okay, and you're comfortable that that's going to be able to be done for that price?
It has to be done for that price.
I understand.
That's up to him.
I was once involved in a dam project that came in at a super sweet deal that they couldn't deliver on, and so I'm always nervous about.
Actually, the one we did 3 years ago at City Dock there was a little wider and the same length. It's the same style, other than just a hair wider. And including shipping, the highest bidder now in this last go round out of Juneau is way higher. And he did it 3 years ago for about $50,000, $52,000-$53,000 here landed.
Okay.
I think it's 45 and 9 grand total to ship it. It's right around 54, 55 grand total last time. So this is 66,000 more. 3 years later, price of steel is what it is.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Greg?
Other than this is just the steel structure.
Correct.
And then is the harbor department putting on the timber?
Correct. I'll get quotes probably this next week for the lumber. I don't want to get it here any sooner than I need it, but we'll get the lumber package here, and then when it all shows up, we harbor staff, this is, takes about 5 days, we assemble it in our yard.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Mayor Pruzanka?
Yes. Item 13C is a discussion only item. It's borough hiring practices and policies. And just a little bit of history on this. I requested this assembly take a look at our applications and our hiring procedures, have a discussion. I actually asked that no further action be taken until we had a chance to review it and take a look at it. And so this is the time for us to ask our questions and to give some guidance if that's appropriate.
Try to express concerns of things you'd like to see fixed.
Yeah, and things that...
If there's
specific items for fixing. So, Julie.
I guess my first question is, were all these things like documents that we already had, or did we create these in response to putting this on
the agenda? The application has been amended slightly. It was that we started with the application that we had, and then the other items, the job requisition form, that was actually something that Alicia had spoken to me about actually just a couple of days prior to this being brought up. So that's a new form, but something she had just provided to me to take a look at and approve. And then the job offer approval. job offer approval form was also something that we had talked about, again, just to make sure